I recently asked her a question, a rhetorical question on my JRoller blog, and made a blog entry. Has Java actually peaked? Has the interest in Java peaked, specifically in London? So it was a bit of a condemnation of community involvement. What I see, especially in the UK, there doesn't seem to be much interest in user groups and wider community at this moment in 2009. So I asked myself the question, has Java actually slowed down or reached its peak? I actually don't think it's reached any sort of peak at the moment, not its maximum peak. What I do believe is that it's actually slowed down in the rate of adoption. Mathematically, the acceleration is actually negative at this moment. The vector is negative, but the velocity is actually still positive. Positive in terms of how it was measured between 2005 and 2009. So what does it mean? It means that there's a kink in the curve. I mean, it's slowing down in 2011. It's if you look at the graph on a piece of paper, you can write dot dot dot, because nobody knows what is going to happen with Java, and everybody's waiting on what Oracle will do with Java. And Larry Ellison has said himself, you know, we are a systems company. We're not going to be a hardware company or a software company. We market systems. And if you look at the interview with which is on YouTube with Ed Zander, you're at the Churchill Club, you know, I guess in Los Angeles, I think it was, then you'll see the answers for yourself. So Java will still grow. And the reason is, it's still the lingua franca, I guess, of virtual machines, languages out there. It's still, there are lots of businesses that really do depend on Java, even though they're running legacy applications like Java 1.4, even earlier, or old WebLogic servers, Serve 7 or WebSphere 4 and even 5. They can't actually find people to actually migrate from Java 1.4 to Java even 6, and let's forget about 7 at this moment in time. So there's still much to play for in the community of Java, and this is all I'm going to say. My name is Peter Pilgrim, and I'm out.